Hello everyone, welcome to the Back in Our Day podcast, the show where myself and three of my lovely hosts get together weekly to discuss growing up here in Texas during the 80s, 90s, and 2000s. I think I said taxes, I meant Texas. Today's episode, we're going to talk about driver's ed, getting your driver's license, all that good fun times, and how much has changed to now. We actually have two special guests with us. We got a boomer, old man, and we have a zoomer, joining us. He's actually going through this process, so we'll get his take on it. But we'll do a quick round of the table. Everyone introduce themselves, your name, year you were born. Let's get into this episode. Thanks to all our listeners. Join us for another one.
Hey, everyone. I'm C. I was born in 87.
PT, 1975.
Bubbles, 1982.
Old man, 56.
Oh, and 2007.
And I'm your host, D, 1984. Let's, kick it off. Who wants to start?
So I'll start. I kind of wanted to
Of course. Hang on. Yeah. Stop real quick before you start. Hands in the air. Who saw that coming?
Wait, hold on. Wait, hold on. Is my crown tilted?
Yeah.
Just a little?
I think I'm going to stop asking.
Do I need to fix it?
Yeah.
It
off. Here, let me straighten it out for you.
Let me smack it off your head.
I need to delegate better, I think. Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
No, I wanted to talk about this because we just recently enrolled O in driving school. And me and the old man, we went to the driving school to register him, and the lady was going through the process, like, from start to finish, and how long it would take. So, from start to finish, it would take him between 7 to 9 months.
What?
Until he actually gets his driver's license.
Months. Yeah. No way.
So, he starts next week, not this coming week, but next week, and he should be done by October.
That's my guy.
That's how they justify the cost of it. It's going to take 9 months, so it's, yeah.
Hey, you should get your license before you're 20, I think.
Right,
hopefully.
Yeah.
You turn 18, fuck.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy, right? So
October.
I wanted to talk about, because we've all did driving school at different times.
Right. Hold on. I'll be 17 by then.
You will?
Yeah.
You just got to wait one more year. Fuck it. Go get your money back. We'll go see this. Hey, get a refund.
We'll get you a false one, man.
We'll split it.
Yeah. you need a license. I get your license by 3 o'clock. Shit.
Right?
Just keep your permit the whole time. Fuck it.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Because I know, like, the old man, like, you did driving school in high school.
In
but
high school, yeah. I was badass.
But you were in Oregon, so it's kind of like different laws for...
Was still it? Driving school shit.
Yeah,
I know, but
different laws.
Different,
and,
like,
wait,
different.
Wait. So real quick, before we do your driving school back in the old Stone Ages, like, so...
was Flintstones...
Rock wheels or what?
Like the Flintstone mobile.
Yeah,
okay,
I was gonna say.
So they didn't have air conditioning yet, right? That wasn't a thing when you were... In high school?
In the school or in the car?
Both. Either. Shit, I don't know.
It was optional.
Okay, yeah, so...
The white people had air conditioning, but
yeah,
the,
it's called 260.
The other colors didn't.
Is that, that's when you would have the people fan you, right? With the,
no, you roll the windows down, you're doing 60. It's called 260.
Okay, but on a serious note, yeah, so what was your driver's ed like in the 70s?
So, actually, we took it in the summertime, and it was through the high school.
So you could finish the course within one summer?
Yeah, within a matter of weeks.
Because that's how ours were. Yeah.
Oh, it was during the summer? It like wasn't like in school?
During
like
school.
No, it was in the summertime.
So oh,
was,
shit.
So we'd go out there, and we'd get on the freeway, and we'd cruise out towards Multnomah Falls, and then we'd turn around and come back, and everybody would take a turn to be like three or four of us in the car. But yeah, it was all hauling ass on the freeway.
So it was free? Oh, shit. Y'all didn't have to pay for it?
Nothing. It was probably nominal because my folks wouldn't spend a lot of money. So after that, my dad would take me out driving with him. He had this 67 Ford station wagon with a 390 in it. And we're out cruising.
I'll keep my comments to myself.
So we're out cruising, hauling ass on this, you know, sharp curve.
Right.
I mean, this other car, we almost straight paint.
Oh, damn.
On the
my dad's shirt his pants. He looks like a goat. He looks whiter than he is. So he said, after that, no, you're going to driving school. So they enrolled me in this driving school.
Yeah, it only took one almost death
kill
experience.
Someone else.
Yeah.
So that was a little bit more pricier, but it was in the evenings during school. And the instructor, you know, they knew all the driving routes and the driving, the DPS guy would try to trip you up. He would tell you, take a left at the next street. Well, the next street was a one-way. You couldn't turn. Oh, you had to go down the other one.
That sucks.
So if you knew,
failed.
Yeah, so.
He'd trip you up, yeah.
Yeah, so you knew you couldn't turn at the next street. You had to go to the next one, and then it was a one-way where you could turn left.
Damn.
What if he was really sadistic, and he's like, okay, when you see this red and white triangle, it means haul ass, and like just T-boning people instead of yielding.
So the driving school consisted of going. All we did was went over these driving routes. We didn't learn shit for driving. We just, here's the route. So when it came time to take your test, you're driving along and you know which route you're on. You know what he's going to say. You're all prepared. So, of course, everybody passes. But
did you have to do...
Yeah, like for a permit. What about a permit? Like you didn't have to get a permit first?
Yeah, you had a permit.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have any like classroom time?
What were you saying? It was through the school in the summer.
It was school in the summer. It was very little. Very, very
little. I know,
little.
But are you talking about just driving? That's what I'm asking. Like, did
you didn't do classroom?
That's what I'm talking
about. Like book study?
You said all it was driving routes.
No, they gave you a book.
Just that little book?
Yeah.
But y'all didn't have to test on that?
That was it, man.
Wow. Shit. Here you go.
Shit.
We trust you.
Shit.
We trust you'll read it.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering why O school is so long. Like, is that all classroom and, like...
Yeah.
Driving.
No, it's everything, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they changed all because the state laws changed a lot.
Do they still use projectors?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is that a thing? Yeah. That's so weird.
I think they still watch the Goofy movie, though.
Oh, yeah. The Donald Duck's like hits a tree or something.
Oh, that's me.
The wheels are all square.
That's PT, right?
Oh, yeah. The old man got to experience PT driving on Friday.
Were you yelling at people?
And blowing his horn, yeah.
It reminded me of the Goofy movie where he walks out of the house. He's all nice, calm, and
oh yeah,
and stuff.
He turns into Jekyll.
When he gets into the car, he turns into the devil with horns.
Dang!
Hey,
so what
that
happened?
Was you honking at me?
That was
hey. So tell us what happened.
He was driving like fucking Goofy in the movie.
What set
so
you off?
He gets in the fast lane, and then
We're in a hurry. I was going to meet my mom and my brother for my birthday, like lunch,
right.
At a Chamagacha, and man, these fucking cars are just like fucking 50 in the left lane, dude.
Oh,
and
still,
like,
same thing we talked about. Yeah.
Oh my God. And I was like tailgating the fuck out of them, dude, and they wouldn't move. Finally went around. Mm-hmm. I was like, brr. But I think I feel bad because he was Tontito, right?
Oh, I don't know. I don't look. I look down on my phone.
I just fucking honk. I blow the horn, dude. And oh my God.
Your passenger? You're talking about your passenger,
that,
right?
Talking about the backseat passenger.
He was like,
he's saying you look a little tontito.
So, well, first, I don't think that's true because I don't think they can drive legally on the road.
No, I know, but it was just like, I don't know.
Maybe he was like older?
No, he was. Oh, no, he was eating.
Oh, with the, dude,
oh, yeah.
Even
yeah.
more reason to get the fuck out of the lane.
Yeah, I was so fucking pissed, bro. I was like,
back to the driving shit.
Okay.
So, after taking the driving school and going through the test, you pass the test because you know all the routes. And you get your driver license. So I have my driver license, but I have a fucking car to drive.
Did you have a wallet to put the license in?
Yeah,
step one.
Yeah, right next to the $2 bill.
Velcro wallet?
Oh.
So I had to leave, join the military, leave, and buy my own freaking car so I could drive.
Right.
And your mom.
Wait. Let's talk about the car you got.
The 69 Torino GT Fastback 351.
Fuck yeah.
Glass packs. Are those ones with glass
packs?
No,
glass packs was on the other car.
Sexy car.
Gay.
Wow.
Two speeding tickets in the same weekend. Woo.
Yep. I remember that story.
Baby goes fast.
Fastback.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you bought your car, you're in the military,
and
just
I got
getting
a
your
driver's license.
So
you think about, okay, so I haven't drove for like 6 months, but still like got in that car and hauled ass.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell you this though, to this day, we take you on that one route and you'll ace it.
Yeah, if we go back to Oregon, you'll know the route. Yeah.
It's all developed, looks completely different.
So y'all didn't have to take like a written test to get your permit? You just studied the book and
that was
it?
No, you took the written test for the license.
Mm-hmm. The driving test was for the permit? I'm confused.
Yeah, that's why I'm confused too. Like, what do you mean?
No,
but it's a different state too, though. So
yeah, that's what I'm asking you. Like,
we had a learner's permit. Yeah, we had one.
And you took a paper test for that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
and then the license was driving.
No, license was both. You had to take a written.
You had to do that first, and then you do the driving at the end.
Right. You have to pass a written one before they let you drive.
Yeah, that's what I mean, because you didn't say anything about that. All you said about driving, I'm like, dude, all you had to do is drive? Yeah.
Okay, so
So, 1, 2, 3, haul ass.
Question. Four cars approach a four-way stop all at the same time, come to a dead stop exact
right.
same time.
Car on the right.
No. Hear me out. One of them is a police truck. The other is the fire truck. There's you, and there's a mail truck. Who has the right of way?
I do.
Wow. Me, because I'm blowing right through that shit. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
1, 2, 3, go.
Stop sign. What's that?
So normally they say it's you yield to the person to your right.
To the right. Yeah.
But in this particular scenario, about to get schooled, I'm going to school y'all, you let the postal truck go first, even before the fire truck or the police, because it's federal versus the others are like city.
Who told you that?
It's government. That's on the test. Yeah. It's a trick question. Yeah, it was. It was on mine.
I don't remember that shit.
Well, I don't remember.
Look it up.
I just stay there and they can figure out who you're going to go for.
You're like, I finished my fucking Whataburger.
Shit. Yeah, yeah. If it's up to me, the Popo can go first.
No, if I see other cars approaching the stop sign, I speed up so they're faster.
So you're first one? Yeah.
But they don't even do that no more. They don't even stop.
And then I do that 1, 2, 3, go.
Yeah.
They just blow past.
Dude, Bubbles is over here ruining her brakes and hurting people's necks just to be first at the stop sign.
And did you hear her get all offended earlier when I said, why was it red on my tire? I know she fucking did it, bro.
Dude, she didn't. She ignored that question. Yeah. Like it didn't even happen.
She went, what do you mean? Wait, like, what?
You might as well have asked that in another language.
Yeah.
One time, I plead the fifth.
Bubbles and me, we both got tickets about the same time, so we took defensive
drive.
Yeah, we
did.
Together.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Defensive driving sounds,
What a way to bond.
Yeah, it was great.
Hello, father. Hello, daughter.
We carpooled to the defensive driving.
Family discount. Yeah.
You had to actually go somewhere and take it. Oh, yeah, I remember that shit.
Yeah, you had to go in person. Yeah.
Were they like, did they tell Bubbles, like, well, we see where you get your driving.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Fucking guy
the
right
dude
here.
Roll call, they're like...
It was hilarious because they would ask everybody what they got a ticket for.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them were stupid. Yeah. I was going 90 and a 20.
What the fuck?
My God. Wow. Yeah, or not making complete stop.
Oh, stupid shit.
What about you? Your ticket. Remember your ticket? I remember.
Which one? Yeah, I've gotten exactly. a lot.
Damn.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of the accident. Never mind.
Oh, damn.
I've been in multiple also. I don't know which one you're talking about.
Get off the road when she's on it.
Dude, when we were dating and she was living in her apartments were in the medical center. And I'm just like chilling. I'm going to go to class. All right, see you later. Have a good day. I go back to bed, get a call. Hey, I just got in an accident down this other side street. And I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, I'll be right there. And then I drive, and sure enough, she hit some lady. And I was like, what the?
Oh, shit.
That's when I was like.
I've hit countless of people.
So,
in the back of my last.
In the back of my mind, I filed away, do not let her drive your car anymore.
Yeah.
I'm like, we're gonna put that in there. Right, fuck this.
Don't ever park behind her.
So, PT, how was it when you went to driving school?
Yeah, because you're the next oldest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was telling them, I remember I paid $199.
$200.
Yeah.
Are you out of your mind? Bucks.
Huh? No, you didn't. All right, ending this podcast. Thanks for listening.
I did.
What the fuck was that?
Is that some white shit? What is
that?
Dude,
I don't know what that was. Dude. Hey, dude, we're not related.
Bro, it sucks, bro. I'm already fucking, I'm hungover as fuck. I want to go to bed and I got to put up with this shit. And then I got to go home and put up with it.
You know
Night's not over.
I happen to have a bottle of Jaeger right here.
Yeah.
Sucks to be you.
Those Jaeger shots were so good, dude. Oh, anyway, so yeah. Okay. So
$199.
Yeah, so when I was in high school, you couldn't get a permit unless, you know, you're 16. That's the only way you can get a permit through driving school.
Right. Damn.
So you would, like, I remember I was telling them, like, we would go, like, Monday through, I don't remember, it was Thursday. I think it was through Thursday.
Okay.
And we would go, like, 6 to 9, something like that. And then we, like, the first part was, like, doing all the, we did classroom. We had to do classroom. They gave us a book, of course, a study.
Right.
But we did classroom for, like, I think it was, like, 2 weeks.
Of just classroom.
Yeah, just classroom, 2 weeks. And then after you completed that portion, then you could go sign up and take the written test at the DPS.
Okay.
It was on their computers, remember?
Okay, right.
Yeah, and then you take that, and then once you get that, you get your permit. So I then see. You would bring the permit back to the school, and then like the next like 2 to 3 weeks was driving. So you had to accumulate like so many hours driving and so many hours like
passenger.
Yeah, passenger, like right. just examining and paying attention, shit like that.
Right, right.
And then once you did that, you got that done, once you got all your hours, then they'd give you like a certificate, and then you could take that to the DPS, mm-hmm. and then you'd schedule a driving test with the DPS officer. That's what I was telling them.
That's crazy.
We had to drive with a DPS officer.
Wow.
And then if you pass that, then you get your driver's license.
Okay. What year was this? Like what year?
91. Let me see, freshman.
It's early 90s.
Yeah, like 90. Yeah, early 90s, like 91.
Oh, damn.
That's doesn't different
like,
from
doesn't
us.
Doesn't sound like it was too much different from y'all, though.
Yeah, it was, though. Well, yeah. that's different from what we
she was saying. From us, she, yeah. Wait, did you have to, because we're talking about the DPS. Okay. She says, no. That y'all didn't have to do that.
No.
It was
so,
just a test.
So it was kind of similar.
Computer test.
I think ours was like 250. Do you remember how much you and mom paid? Like, I think, I want to say it was like 200, 300.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it wasn't. It was. I don't,
it wasn't
it
that
was
long.
No. Dude, it was wasn't. Like it was like 5 weeks. I think it
was
took
like,
me like
right.
four.
I
want to
say it was like
weeks.
At least
yeah.
2 months for us.
2 months, I think.
And yeah, at the most. Yeah, I think mine was about 6 weeks at the most. It just depended how you can get the hours in. Because dude, like back then, like I remember our driving class, there was like 30, 40 people.
Yeah, so we're, yeah.
Because it was like packed. We were on the south side, so they're like all these different high schools. Mm-hmm. That's how mm-hmm. you met a lot of people from all different high schools. Mm-hmm. And yeah, because no one, I mean, but when
I
none of
the
south side schools had like the driving.
Yeah.
In the high school. So, yeah, I remember. But it just depends how quick. And everybody would fight for their driving.
Yes.
You'd have to
sign
up.
You want to get it over with.
You'd have to go in like every day in class and sign up the sheets for the week. And if you were fucked, you were fucked.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly how it was for
us. Because they only had so many. Yeah.
So we did the same. It was the Rhodes driving school. And we did it where it was classroom, like you said.
Yeah.
You go, you're doing all the learning, all the stuff, watching the videos, doing all that. Hey, don't drink and drive. This is how you end up in a tree wrapped around a pole, your head split open. Yeah. And then it was the same thing. Like, you got your permit. You started driving with family members or whatever, learning.
Oh, that was
and
another
you
thing.
You also did what?
I didn't need, when I had my
we didn't
permit,
either.
We didn't need, you didn't need a guardian.
We
you
didn't
need anyone
either.
Over 18, yeah.
We just needed.
They do now.
Yeah, I think the only thing is you had to have, like, another adult. Like, it didn't matter who it was. I think you just had another person had to be with you.
Oh, no,
when we were.
When
I
was.
Remember that.
Learner's
no.
permit?
Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Once you had your permit, you could drive.
No, bullshit. With a learner's permit, you can't drive by yourself without a learner's permit.
I don't ever remember.
You gotta have a license for that.
I don't ever remember.
Uh-uh.
No,
I remember.
I remember for me that there wasn't all this age and family member thing. It just, you had to have another licensed
another
driver.
Any licensed person. Yeah.
I think that's
I don't
what
know.
I remember too.
Maybe I forgot permit. Too, but I don't ever, dude, I got my permit and I was working.
You were probably driving without a permit.
I was just, shit, I was trying to do
just because you were doing it doesn't mean you were allowed
right.
to. But
when I was stealing cars, sure as hell didn't have a license.
But
yeah, because now you, to have a permit, it has to be over 18 or 21 and then licensed.
They have to be licensed. A licensed adult. Yeah.
But y'all, you two took your about a year apart or something. You didn't take it at the same time.
Mm-hmm. I took mine when I was 15 because you took yours when you were
16.
But I got my, because I had my learner's permit. Oh, I bought the Camaro when I was 15. And then I got my permit, and I think I was waiting to like turn 16 to get my license. Like, so I think we timed it that summer where like I got it right as I turned 16. Mm-hmm. So I had my license like right away.
Oh, you know what? I remember, dude, I got mine before I was 16 because my mom had back surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a hardship license.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So I was able to get mine before I turned 16.
15 or something.
Yeah, it was like 15. Yeah.
Yeah, they still have those.
Mm-hmm. You have to prove
it. I could get that from my grandma.
Yeah, they made me submit all this bullshit, man. I had to get all this doctor stuff. I had to get all these things.
Do it, dude. Hey, do it. Worst they say is no. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I think, so I remember we did the testing where you would ride, and it was funny because the driving car, there was like two. There was a Mustang, and everyone went to drive in the Mustang. And then there was like this, I don't know, a Jetta or some POS sedan.
Piece of shit car.
And I just remember the driving instructor had that like, apparatus that would attach to the brakes, and then it went across to the passenger side.
Oh,
so
had
he
that
could
in
he could
cars?
Like slam on the brakes if you were like about to get everyone killed. Like,
oh shit! No, we didn't have those, dude. They were just regular cars.
Yeah, it had. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing, but it didn't have like a second.
Yeah,
steering
yeah. But
wheel.
You could
just the one.
Put the brake. Yeah. Yeah. Oh shit!
It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I do remember the one guy. He was fucking the driver. The teacher yanked the wheel, dude,
because
he almost like hit a fucking car. It was like some little geek dude, man. He like yanked the wheel on his ass.
Yeah.
After they didn't want to drive, dude.
Yeah. He's all.
Yeah, he got all scared. He's all
traumatized.
Yeah. Dang.
And you see?
Did I think you? It was pretty similar to yours. Okay. I went to the school, and you know, saw the videos. Then you had to take a written test and get a permit.
Mm-hmm.
Then once you got that permit,
You could drive, yeah.
Yeah, you could start your driving hours. And so I would drive, you know, I'd go back to that class and then get hours there driving with the instructor.
Yeah, you'd have to go sign up, right? They used to fight for that.
Yeah. So with the car, they had an extra brake, like on the passenger.
See? Okay.
Yeah.
So we didn't have to get so many hours or anything. It was just, if you were ready to go take the test and pass it, that was it. When you took the driving test.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there was no requirement for any hours or anything.
It's probably the boomers are who ruined it. Ruined it for the rest of us.
No, we probably ruined it. Dude. We started killing people.
Yeah, that's your Gen X. Y'all fucked up.
The worst part is having a license and no car because we only had one car in the family, and my dad would take it to work. So
you couldn't really practice.
You would just drive yourself.
Well, he would let me drive home. I worked at a donut shop, and I would close up and get off about at 10 or 11 at night. So it was maybe a mile and a half, 2 miles away from the house.
She got to drive a little.
Yeah, he would let me drive home.
No wonder you're fascinated with donuts.
Hey, man, that was my career.
You donut glazer, you.
So you'd use the chopsticks and flip gun? dunking them in the bath of
They
grease.
Would always come up about 3 dozen short in the morning.
They're losing money.
Or he'd probably make the dozen and put whatever the fuck he wanted in there. The flavors he liked.
Yeah.
No, it was hilarious because it was this older couple and they had this donut shop. And what was funny was, they actually had the contract for the donuts for our high school.
Oh, shit.
So the donuts at the high school, donuts I actually made. But they would leave early, and I would close up, and I'd still be cooking donuts till like 10 o'clock at night. And they would let us buy donuts like at half price.
Yeah, sure. Or.
Before they left, they said, okay, I need 2 dozen donuts. So I'd pay for 2 dozen and walk out of there with about 5.
Dang.
My dad loved donuts too.
Hey, 5-finger discount. Yeah.
Hey, after that, they started weighing the dough. Know,
right? The bread. They're checking the bread, it the morning.
Like, so much it weighs.
He's over here making giant donuts.
So, yeah, he would pick me up and let me drive home. That was the extent of my driving.
Yeah.
Tired left home, and then I had to buy my own car.
Mm-hmm. But you let me drive the caddy when I got off of work.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Sucky Chucky.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
With the makeout. The
and
diddle
that was
room.
What,
the
diddle what, like 5 miles? More than 5 miles from
probably
there?
About 5 miles.
Yeah. Down Calabria.
Would you circle around and check out the diddle room on your way out of the parking lot?
Is Greg in there without me?
Who's wearing the mouse outfit?
Who's wearing the mouse? I farted on the nose.
Oh, man. So what are the requirements now? Like
now?
For O,
now
what
it's crazy.
You can't ride or drive without what? Like a blood relative that's over 25?
I think they have to be over 21, I think.
Yeah, they have to be.
They have to be an adult.
It's what I said.
They have to be licensed. Okay, licensed. But it doesn't have to be a family member.
It doesn't have, no.
Oh, I thought
so
it had
like,
to.
So, like, it could be, like, my friend, just saying, like, it could be my friend
who's older,
22 years old, but and is licensed.
Even if you have your license, you go get your license, you're 17,
right.
You still have to have riding
with
you.
No, no, no. I think there's a time, there's a time limit, right?
I think that's just for a
permit. I thought when you got your license, there was also a time frame.
No.
I don't think so.
Once you get your license,
you're
good?
Yeah.
I think it was just the permit.
The only law that they passed is, you know, like you can wait. When you turn 18 now, you can go get it.
Yeah.
Unless
you dropped out. If you didn't graduate from high school, you can't get your license anymore.
That's what I was going
to
think.
You have to wait until you're 21.
Yeah. Like, so you have to get driver's ed and a permit, go through all that.
Or
wait until you're 18.
Wait till you're 18.
Dang.
And you have to graduate.
Yeah.
Graduate or have a GED. If not, you can't get it till you're 21.
But that's crazy because you said you had to drive with the DPS at the DMV,
yeah, when
right?
We went.
We never
that's what
we
I told
never
her.
Had
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
We had to take a screen test, like and multiple choice. And if we pass it, then we can get our
that's
driver's
it?
License. Mm-hmm. That was
nah,
it.
Fuck no. Yeah.
You know,
I told her, dude, we had to go with the DPS. Like, my aunt had she had a 92 Camaro convertible.
Hell yeah.
And we rolled up. And we like you would wait in line and like right there by the side door, like on New Braunfels on the south side, the DPS. And then the DPS officer would come out, like you'd go in and check in, you go wait out there, and then he'd come out, they'd send an officer out. So the guy rolls up, he's like, hey, how you doing? This is your car, yeah. And then I go, it's my aunt's car. Right. She was standing right here and he's like, can we put the top down? She was like, sure, sir, if you want. Yeah.
So dude, we might lose your hat. Yeah. You might lose your cowboy hat.
Yeah, we put the top down and he was all flirting with my aunt and stuff.
Dang.
So he was cool and then he got in and we did the test. But yeah, you had to the DPS guy was and you'd get in, dude, and it's like so fucking intimidating. And then like I told them like the first thing you had to do out of there was like parallel park.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm gonna forego it, sir. He's like, are you sure? Because it's 10 points, blah, blah, blah. Go, yeah,
yeah, whatever.
Because you're going to have to be pretty good.
Yeah.
You're going to have to impress me. I was like, all right, sir, I got this. And
all right.
It was, yeah, and he was like, all right, here, take a left. And then we go down and, yeah.
Keep
it was
slipping
like,
him $100 yeah. bills. Every mistake, you slip another 20.
I saw you staring at my aunt's boobs. I can arrange yeah, no, something. Wow.
Hey, are those, what's up with those fuzzy handcuffs, officer?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, dude, we had to, we drove around for like 15 minutes, dude.
That's cool.
Just drove around there through the sauce. I remember going up and down. He took me like down one way, we turned back around and came back, but yeah, we drove around and he was just telling me like, okay, here I need you to do this and mm-hmm. do that, but yeah,
wow, it's awesome. Yeah, but we don't have to do any of yeah. that shit, man.
And on the oh dude, and then you come back, right, and because he's taking notes, he has like a fucking clipboard and he's taking notes. He's like, how do I do, sir? He's like, we'll find out. So dude, they wouldn't tell you. So yeah. you'd park your car and you'd go, you drop him off, go park your car.
Yeah, they're sweating
and,
bullets.
And then you go wait in the DPS office and then they call you up there and they tell you. And like,
sir, you have a warrant.
No. Amigo, fuck it. Amigo. Everybody clears out of the fucking DPS office. You know, it's like now, it's not like now, you know. Or,
so what yeah. happened? They give
oh, so
you a score?
Yeah, you go wait. And then, like, I think a couple of my buddies are there and one of them didn't pass, dude.
Damn.
Yeah.
Oh,
you go up there and they tell you, like,
you do a walk of shame.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, because you see the flash, they'll let you take a picture. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and then you wait and then they tell you, okay, you scored this much and they give you a paper.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
That's cool.
But yeah, we had to do with an actual state trooper dude was in the vehicle.
Mm. Oh, I'm glad we don't do
that
shit.
That's how ours was. We had DPS in the vehicle.
Yeah, they were
us,
in the vehicle with you, dude. That's what was intimidating. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, of
she
course.
She told me
right?
y'all didn't. I'm like, yeah, fuckers.
Yeah, no,
man.
Ours is multiple choice. Yeah.
So I got. Well,
no wonder y'all drive like shit.
sir, actually, I got my driving from my daddy.
Yeah, your daddy that thinks he's a race car driver. Driver too.
Like he's Dale Earnhardt.
Sir, I will say. I will say, no accident's ever been my fucking fault.
That's Damn.
Actually, one, but
one was
really
my
count.
Fault.
I drive gas with the right foot and I brake with the left. Man, I can't do this.
So
I can't
weird.
Do this one.
It's so fucking
it's race car
weird.
Driving
it's,
shit.
It's,
man.
It ain't standard.
It's not
food.
Efficient.
Yeah,
it is.
No, it's not.
Where's it your is. Stick? You don't have a stick.
You don't have a stick. Oh, unless you're sitting on it. But other than that, dude, you should be driving with two.
It's right here.
It's right here.
You know, after we got married, your mom didn't have a license, so I had to get her license for her.
How'd you do that?
Yeah.
Well, we had a car, so I'd let her practice driving it.
Right.
And parallel parking was part of the test back in the 70s.
Yeah, it was.
Why is it so
can,
hard for people?
But you can, dude, it was just
it really
hard for
isn't.
Me. I can
it's
do
not.
It now.
It's
I can
fucking
do it
easy.
Now, but back
so
then,
I would take her to downtown Austin, and we'd find some cars where there'd be like a space between them.
I think I could do it. I think I can parallel park. We'll still find out.
So I let her parallel park between real life.
Cars.
And thank God she didn't hit any of them.
Damn, wow.
She did good. She got her license on the first swing, man. She was good.
Now it's easy with cameras, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is.
So much
easier. Well, or
so
the ones that do it for you.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, like, okay, you know what would be a good driving test is the course we did at the SRT racing experience. That'd be a good test because
you're
like actually like, yeah, you're like fucking going through the cones, not hitting any of them and just hauling ass.
Yeah.
And it was funny because when we did it, so I was one of the first ones to go and they do a little example of it. So that basically it's a course, two cars, same cars, two Challengers parked facing opposite each other. And you're in this little white box and it's just big enough for the car to fit in, maybe a little bit larger. And there's just all these little mini cones. Track, the way it's laid out. And they say, okay, the object is to race as fast as you can without hitting any cones or you get disqualified.
What?
And one of them is a straight up a loop, like a circle, like a donut. You have to go through it as fast as you can without hitting any cones.
Oh, shit.
And then you get to the other person's box. You stop in their box.
In the box.
Like you have to like speed up to it, stop within it without crossing past it, and then let the car come to a full stop and then haul ass back to the box you started in. And the other person's trying to do the same thing. And the course was different on each half, so it wasn't, like, mirrored.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I remember when they were like, all right, you ready? I'm like, fuck yeah. Let's go. And I'm just fucking hauling ass through this course. Not hitting any fucking cones. I get to the box. Start again. They're like, you're good. Go. And I fucking get to the other. Dude, I'm, like, expecting the other person. Like, we're neck and neck. I look. This guy's just like... like fucking Mr. Magoo, like
awesome.
Going all slow, like through the course. I was like, what the fuck?
What?
these other guys there, they say, man, your son can drive. And it's like, hey, don't encourage him.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I can, man. Oh, that's the SRT. The only thing course I've ever taken in my life was like a tactical driving course.
Oh, yeah?
Like, if you're, yeah, dude, that's why I can fucking like, they would make you like reverse.
Combat going, park
yeah,
and shit.
See, like fucking reversing at 60. Yeah. You have to turn it around and then you'd have to go and brake and then come out and like draw a weapon and like fucking fire.
That's like
they'd have like
so
a car.
Fun,
yeah,
dude.
They'd have a car chasing you.
Yeah.
And how to like just stop and then like pit maneuver, all that shit, dude.
Fuck yeah.
I thought you
yeah.
did that yesterday.
I did.
Yeah,
I
pretty much did. Right. Yeah.
He's putting that course to use.
Yeah. I almost did, but yeah.
I do think one thing that they should do, like, even if the obviously the driving school's into it, but we should do with O is when it's really wet and rainy,
yeah,
go out to a parking lot and just break traction.
Yeah,
because
I tell mom she doesn't want to.
Not my car,
huh? My car. Why have my car?
Yeah, do it in his because he's gonna be driving
right
his car.
Through the speed bumps.
I'm already used to my car.
It's still on grandpa's insurance, so yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
No, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Do I have a say in this or what?
Well, and the reason.
Do you want to be with him? You want to take him?
The reason I say it is because my first oh shit moment in the rain.
Yeah, no, it is true, dude.
Was straight up like. Oh no! And then I cut the wheel all the way to the right, and the car's still going fucking straight. I'm like, whoa, what the? And it finally caught at the last second. Yeah. Crisis averted.
Yeah.
So like learning how oversteer or understeer works in the car you're driving.
Or if you're in a skid, just like go towards the skid, take your foot
off
the
gas. Just practice getting out of it.
Because a lot of people slam on the gas and they spin out.
Or they hit the brakes.
Yeah, I'll take a pass. I got a bad heart.
I'll take a pass too.
I'll do it. I'll take O. We'll do it. Hell yeah. Because like that to me, like that's something you should know how your car handles in different scenarios.
Yeah.
Because also like another thing is like what I hate about borrowing cars or getting like a rental car or anything like that is I don't know the actual distance of
stop before I hit something,
right?
Yeah.
And I don't know like my true how close can I get before I hit something like dimensions.
Well, usually you drive okay, DC. You drive right so you don't fucking have to worry about
it. No, but like so like with you, what you were saying, dude going 50 in the left lane, if I'm in my car, I can cut that MFR off real good. But if I'm in someone else's, I might hit them or pit maneuver myself because I don't really know the full dimensions of the vehicle.
When your bumper will clear
it. Yeah, exactly.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. You could take my truck, just total it, fuck it. Flip it over. I don't give a shit.
I'll just take it.
Sorry, you have $1,000 in the
Damn.
So anyway, so check this out with O.
Uh-huh.
So we enrolled him and it starts not this week, but next week, right? So he has to go to end school class, structure class, for 4 weeks.
Shit.
So it's Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9. For 4 weeks.
7 to 9.
Dude.
Yeah.
You're going to Uber home because I'm going to be asleep.
That's just a job because that's my friend's hours.
Yeah.
When he gets out of school.
I was going to say, good thing you're not working because.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of working, I was looking for places to apply and I was about to apply and I wasn't even thinking. And I told mom, I was like, look, this is a good place. She was like, you're starting driving school. I was like,
right.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah.
Wait until after.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait till next year. Yeah.
And so I'm still looking, but I'm not like applying. I'm seeing what my options are.
Right.
And like I have like HEB, Walmart.
Where
Cavendish.
Were you going to apply?
I want to work at Zoomies.
Zoomies. Okay. Skateboard shop.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Because I'm filled with teenagers around my age.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then it's small and I know what I'm doing. Like, I know, like, what there is.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to hire him for the family business. What the hell?
Dude, I could put you to work at my shop.
Man, these kids don't want to work for the business.
We already have one person that sits on the job. We don't need another one, dude.
Yeah. One leech.
So once he's done with his 4 weeks, he has to take a test.
A written
test.
Okay.
First permit.
And he has to get at least a 70 or better. He can take it as many times as he wants to.
150 times.
Yeah. But he has to get a 70. So once he passes, they print out a certificate that we have to make an appointment with at the DMV.
Yep. To get the
and
permit.
And he'll get his permit.
Right.
Then he has to log into a website or an app.
Damn.
Where
they
have hours.
Yeah, where they have driving hours. And he has to take 72 hours.
Up.
Of driving, so it's like
with the school or just in general
with the school.
Yeah, still with the school
with you too, though.
Yeah,
but your hours
with
count.
Me too. Yeah,
your hours count.
Yeah,
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you just like, okay,
so
you
can log on. So when we drive together, we have to just log it in or whatever.
Fuck it, all 72 right there.
Cool. Hey, so I was going to say,
he's already got 72.
Yeah, I was going to say, so there's a cigar shop in Decatur, Texas. Oh, you could just do that. That's like 12 hours right there, man.
Just drive to Florida. That's a whole 24 hours.
You're
right
done.
There.
Yeah.
Knocked it out in 2 days.
What, 24 hours of Loop 410?
Yeah.
Oh, when we get
do all the loops. Yeah. You do Loop 410, Loop 1604. You do all 90. Come back down.
So I guess when we go to Port A, I'm gonna have my DD driver log in all those hours. Didn't think about being drunk, right?
I'll drive you. I'll drive.
They didn't say you had to be awake. You just had to be in the car, right?
As long as I got a pulse.
Yeah. Fuck. That's really exciting though about the job thing too, because I loved my first job, but. Yeah, working somewhere with a bunch of other, you know, teenagers, high school play. It's a blast.
It's fun. Yeah.
And it's by Ingram.
Okay,
It's in Ingram.
In Ingram. Yeah.
In make sure you find out where the, what's it, the Diddy Room?
Diddle Room.
Make sure you find out where the Diddle Room's at.
It's going to be Diddy Room?
It's going to be the behind the back walkways.
It's like
of,
the alley, right?
Well,
alley.
It's the back walkways behind the food court. Yeah. That's where we would always diddle.
Make sure you stay away from the diddle room, okay?
Do it.
But yeah.
We didn't have diddle rooms back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Y'all diddled under the bleachers, man, because I used to do that shit.
We had back seats of the car.
Lookout point, make out point.
Damn. Yeah.
So, once he does that, then he takes another test at the DMV, and then he'll get his license.
Okay.
Man, y'all lucky I didn't have to drive no fucking state trooper, bro. That was so intimidating.
Dude, that would suck.
Yeah,
that would suck. Watching everything you're doing. Oh, I mean, that guy was pretty cool.
Yeah, but what if you had someone that's a dick?
Yeah. See, but imagine if you hadn't taken your aunt.
I know, because he even asked me, what's your aunt's name?
Dang.
I'm like, fucking creep.
Hey, dude.
Dude, my uncle's a big old biker, dude, and this fucking guy will beat your ass. Yeah.
You go, we'll talk after I pass.
I'll give you her name if you pass me, son of a bitch.
Yeah, but your phone number.
Yeah. The thing with Dad, when he told me when he was doing his driver's school, my grandparents at the time, my grandpa had not heart failures, but he had medical problems. And so he couldn't walk to
like
the
long
driver's
distance.
And my grandma couldn't drive. And so he would just stay home, taking care of grandpa or my grandma.
Right.
And then, he would miss a couple of days. And so he would call and just be like, I can't come today. I need to go a different day or reschedule me. And the front office lady is just like, no, you can come. It's just to keep kids out of just skipping and just not worrying about it. And he's like, okay, thank you. And then he'll come. And when he did the actual driver's test, he had he didn't have an officer. He had a teacher from his driver's school, and he said she fell asleep in the car.
I believe it. So that happened to me too, not for the testing part, but when I would do the training. So we were in the Mustang and the guy was like, okay, so we're going to go down Evers or wherever, because the school was off of Bandera and Evers, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I went to a different one.
I went to Rhodes.
I went to the one across from Holmes.
Okay, no. So
no, it was
the little shopping center.
Evers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's
Eckert.
Bandera and Eckert. Okay. Anyways, so he's like, okay, you're gonna exit onto Eckert, and we're gonna go this way. I'm like, all right, cool. So I got two passengers in the back, and he's telling me go straight, and I'll tell you when to take a left. I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm just driving down Eckert, and dude, this MF-er falls asleep.
Are you driving?
Yeah. So I'm driving, and I'm just waiting for him to tell me when to go left. I'm not even paying attention that he's out, and I'm just like, dude, did you just look in, paying attention?
You got the way to going through the
dude. I was far, and he
to
finally.
Comal County.
And I'm like, I guess I'm just gonna keep going.
Castroville,
what the fuck? So he finally comes to.
Shit!
He goes, oh shoot. Fuck. You need to turn. You need to turn around and go this way. And I was, we weren't supposed to be gone that long. And I was like, what? And he goes, well, you didn't wreck, so I guess. Yeah,
we're good.
Doing good. I'm like, all right, motherfucker, dude.
Wow.
Maybe don't fall asleep when you got a bunch of 15-year-olds driving.
Yeah, because they would do that. Crazy. If you were watching, you couldn't do it. If you didn't fall, if you fell asleep, you weren't paying attention. They'd wait. Yeah, they'd wait till you get off, and they'd go, all right, this is what you put, because they would tell you what you can put. And if you were fucking off or being SU, they wouldn't let you do observation hours, because those counted too.
Dang.
So it was driving and observing hours.
Dude, I remember I had a couple of hot girls in my driver's ed class too. But like, I never got the chance to ride with him in the back seat or like talk to him, you know?
Yeah, we had some hot ones, but yeah. I'd be fucking diddling while I was
fucking. I remember. Right?
Hey, you guys paying attention? Shut up.
Yeah, sure. Who's making macaroni in the back seat? No one, sir.
I remember when I was doing the driving,
clean up on aisle three.
The driving part. The teacher was a real stickler about like when we would come like to stoplights or stop signs, uh-huh. about braking real fast.
Oh, too fast.
Yeah.
You know what? That's one thing we never did in my driver's school, and I don't understand why. They never did on-ramping onto a freeway.
Never?
Oh, ours did. We never did.
We did, yeah. Dude.
I don't know why they didn't.
We did.
Maybe some kid got killed in an accident or something, but like
they never
had us get onto 410 or 1604, dude, nothing. Yeah.
We went on 35, and then he would take us a 410. We'd get on 35 because we were right there. It was on South Cross.
Right.
By military.
Yeah, that's where she
South
works.
Cross, and yeah, it was... It's that where that barbecue place is at now. Across from them, there's like a little store. I don't even know if it's still there, but right by the police station, the substation. Yeah, and then we'd go down,
hop on
35.
Right.
It's like 35 south, and then we take 410 around.
Dang, yeah.
Yeah, but we had to do that shit.
I don't see myself taking those ramps. Like getting off of 604 onto 90. I don't see myself getting onto those.
Dude, you have to.
Not yet.
So things you have
to. Not until your
hottie
lives on the other side of town and you got to go.
and next thing you know, you got a piece of catalytic converter flying out the exhaust. And you're trying to come up with a lie to tell your parents.
Yeah. Good times.
Let me teach you a lesson, boy. You date a girl that's older than you, better make sure she has a fucking car, bro. Don't date no loser.
Yeah, only date up.
Yeah, date
honestly,
up.
Honestly, so there's a couple things. Driving in the rain is one thing. You got to learn. The other is learning all those tricky on-off ramp things and also driving at night.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because the worst...
I'm okay at driving at night.
I know, but the worst is like
doing
it real time, like real driving time downtown at night. Fuck, dude. Yeah.
And all then the one ways. Merging on and yielding.
Because I took him down 1604 heading towards 35.
Okay.
That's a two-lane road, right? And I was telling him the middle where the yellow lines are at, if it's a double yellow line or if it's just one line with the dashes.
But that's something like I self-taught. Like I know.
Yeah.
Like most of the stuff, that's the thing with me and my stepsister. Like she didn't like self-taught herself with that stuff. And so she would like... She wouldn't know like when to go at a stop sign if like four people were there. So she would just sit there, would like tell her like go.
Yeah, but go.
With
go.
Me,
yeah.
With me, if mom or whoever is with me, like I'll know when to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, but that's like me self-taught. Like I already knew like how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you learn like when I'd watch my dad drive. I'd pay like my dad would be like, hey, pay attention, you're gonna be because mm-hmm.
yeah,
I mean,
she did that.
I'd be like 13, 14. He let us drive like. Mm-hmm. So you
I
just start picking up on stuff.
So that's what I do with him. Like when we're on the highway, I'll question him and be like, "What highway are we on?"
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know.
What major road are we coming up to?
Don't ask me. I barely know what fucking planet we're on.
To this day, I have to tell him, "No, we need to go this way, not this way."
Damn.
Like when we're getting on, like from 1604 to I-10, he's like, "No, we're not going that way. We're the
north, not south.
Yeah.
North."
Yeah,
going
dude.
North.
If you ask me, hey, which way is where they going eastbound? So, fuck that. I don't fucking.
So y'all some really good driving apps, dude.
What you saying is y'all are a lesbian couple?
That's the thing with the Buick. I don't have any navigation.
No,
so.
You don't, man.
So yeah. back, I have to back. Use my head.
You barely have AC, fool.
No, my AC is perfect.
Until you start driving it, wait till you start driving
it. No, you have your phone.
I had taken O's car over to, before I gave it to O, I took it to Walmart one night.
Mm-hmm.
I was backing up and I almost ran over somebody. No backup camera.
God, dude. The fucking car's going to have a kill count on it.
So it's probably better that you have a car that doesn't have all those features. So you like,
yeah, and that's
don't
be distracted.
You know?
Yeah. And if I didn't have the Buick, Dad would have gotten me, well, I don't know about now, but when we were talking about it, before the Buick was even like
that
talked
thing.
About,
yeah.
he would have gave me a stick shift 86, either Toyota or the other one.
Oh, no, fuck that. You want some with airbags?
Loser.
Like a Toyota Tercel?
No.
Oh.
It's a
Corolla?
Camry?
It's base.
A stick?
No.
A Prius.
Let me show you. Let me,
a Prius?
Let me get a picture.
Did give you a Prius?
Oh, is it a sporty one?
Sporty.
No, what's that one Toyota? Below the Corolla.
The 280Z?
No, hell no. It's a small little piece of shit.
The Celica.
No, below that. There's the one below that.
Oh shit! Damn, what's below that? Fuck?
The Tercel.
God damn.
No, yeah, no. There's one below that.
He would have bought you an 86?
Yeah.
Why did you get... Well, dude.
Let's see.
Give the fucking Buick back and get that.
Well, I don't know about now because...
Let me see.
Well, I don't know about now because... Well, the...
That's like the BRZ platform.
Yeah. Yeah.
The 86 GT?
Yeah. Not the GT. Like, just like the stock. Like, base model. Stock, base model, yeah.
Hell, no parent is going to buy that for their kid first car, man.
Yeah, he was going to buy it for me.
He should have told me to do it now.
1986?
No, it's called the 86.
It's called the 86. I was like, wait, it's called the GT86.
That's what I was thinking. That's
give me the Buick back and upgrade, man.
Yeah, dude. The fuck?
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
But then I told him, I was like, no, I'm getting the Buick. Like, after, like, Grandpa told me, like, the Buick's being handed down, I was like, I don't know, I'm getting the Buick. And he's like, all right, like, I just saved myself money. And I was like, okay.
Dang, he should just give you the cash he would have spent on the car.
Dang.
I mean, I'm drop happy a now. I have a car.
Drop an LS3 in the Buick.
Did you? Hey, that's why T's always like, fuck. Fucking O has a car and I don't even have a car.
Damn.
Because you don't even got a fucking license, dude.
When he went out with me, when I was going to go pick up my friend, he was like, we come back and I was like, man, I'm sorry. Like my friend didn't like pick up the phone. Like, I was trying to get him. And he's like, nah, man, like anything get away from Eddie.
He just needs a break.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Hey, that's how it is for parents.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hyper.
Any break
I concur,
they can get.
Son. I concur.
Damn. Well, that's cool. I mean,
yeah.
Definitely the honestly, that might be something that you should get, or I'll get for you is the front and rear dash cam. Like the you need a
I
cam.
I still need you to
dude,
install mine.
Just let me know when Thursday. I'll be out there.
Okay.
I need to get one for O, and then also they sell like the backup camera that you can put on the
the little like, small. Bar.
Honestly, he should probably have one just so you could. Because like that's where you're most likely to hit something is backing up. Like if you're in a parking garage or you're in,
especially people walking behind you.
Oh shit!
Damn.
I do have to say that one thing that you do need to work on is like pedestrians crossing when we're at HEB.
Yes. Oh
man, I don't know how many times you almost run over people.
Oh like, shit!
Yeah. Yes.
Dang. Oh, hey, but bump up your liability, man. Yeah. Fuck.
Damn.
Yeah. But it was crucial mistakes where I see somebody and or I won't see anybody. And I'm like, okay, there's nobody there. And I'm focused on this side because I need to go this way. And so I'm looking this way, and then I'll go. And mom's like, wait, there's somebody coming. And I'll not slam on the brakes, but I'll stop. And then they're like, right there.
You got to do left, right. That's why they teach you to do left, right, right, left. Like you got to do it twice.
Yeah.
Because motherfuckers pop out anywhere, dude. Yeah. I almost hit a couple.
I still got
people.
The key, man. I'll come and repo that bitch at night.
You start taking my Adderall before I drive.
But yeah.
But you know, thinking about our high school driving, it was pretty cheesy because we didn't do all this driving around the streets and all this shit like that. We got on the freeway, we got an I-80.
Oh shit.
And hauled ass.
That's all y'all did?
And then we turned around and hauled ass back, man.
Damn, so you didn't do like downtown, like streets, like stop signs.
No, hell no, no.
Right of ways.
I've been
merging.
Hauling ass since the 1970s, man.
Damn, dude.
That should be fun. We should take O downtown, see how he does it. Pays attention.
With the Buick or with your car?
Yeah.
Take it, dude. Just total it. I don't give a shit. Take it. Total it.
He's all going down the one way. The wrong way, yeah.
Oh, no. I memorized those in my head, so I don't.
Not. Wait, hold on. You don't want to take my truck downtown. You get fucking probably.
Oh, he's in the bus
over.
Lane.
Right behind the bus.
Yeah. Stuck in between the buses.
In between two buses. You don't know what to do.
We're lucky we don't have all these trolleys and all that bullshit.
Oh, yeah, the trolley. Yeah. Jesus. Yeah.
Downtown's challenging for sure.
It is.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then they change all the streets, too. Like
they did.
One way. Like
yeah,
growing
still
up,
construction.
Yeah.
There's still construction.
Yeah, because growing up, some streets were like two-way, and now they're one-way. And even I forget sometimes when I go downtown. I'm like,
no, I'm trying to memorize downtown. Every time we go down, I'm trying to memorize. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sure, I won't go downtown unless I absolutely have
to.
Yeah,
me too. We lived like 5 minutes from downtown, and so we always drive.
I just use Waze whenever I go downtown.
Oh, shit.
So at least I don't get lost, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. You start learning. Once you start driving a lot more, you'll start learning.
Yeah. He's actually, he's actually really good. It's just HEB.
What HEB is my number.
Challenging
for him.
About his turns? His turns got better?
Yeah, his turns has gotten a lot better. Yeah. No Cadillac turns.
Because you were taking Cadillac turns and shit. I was like, what the fuck?
With Peel Road, I would go wide.
Yeah.
Like, both Peel Roads.
Because he's just afraid to hit the curb.
Yeah. No, it wasn't even that. It was just like just my turning, like when to turn.
Yeah, yeah, no, after you get your license, though, we can go to that exotic driving school and drive Lamborghinis and shit.
I'll go.
I know he wants to, like, drift so much when he's turning. I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah. I'll get a stick shift, dude, and I'll teach you how to drive stick.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Unless your dad teaches you, but if he doesn't, I'll get
stick shift
get
is fun.
Yeah, well, then you have to be careful downtown.
I figured out how to do it from the steering wheel. Like, believe it or not, like, it's realistic.
It's got paddle shifters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has, and I have the thing.
Now, where do you need to get an old school car to get stick shift? Because if you drive stick shift, you can drive anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's all shifting on the column. First, second, third. So all you can go is third.
Yeah, because I didn't even know how to drive stick shift. My first truck was a stick shift.
Yeah.
Mama had to drive it off the over here at Tom Benson Chevrolet. She got me a little Isuzu when I bought one.
Mm-hmm.
When I turned 18, I had moved to Sigi and I came back and got a new car. So my dad kept giving me all these pieces of shit cars and they kept breaking. So he got mad. He's like, well, then buy your own. He got all pissed off at me. And then I went and bought that truck. My mom had co-signed for me. It was stick shift. She had to drive it home and then I don't even remember how I drove it to Seguin.
Oh, shit.
I don't even remember. Oh, I think she drove it up there. My dad followed her, and then they drove back.
Mm-hmm.
And then my buddy Bebo in Seguin.
Wait, why couldn't you drive it?
Because I didn't know how to drive stick.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know how. My friend Bebo had got, like, a little Geo Tracker back then. Remember in the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
In the early 90s, the Geo Trackers were popular. He had just gotten one. He taught me how to drive stick on that.
Mm. You know, talking about stick shifts. So before we got married, I'd come down here from Austin, hang out with future wife, your mom of Bubbles and D, and I got in a wreck on Lackland.
Oh shit!
So my car was in the shop, and I would catch a ride with one of the other guys that actually lived in San Antonio. So, but I couldn't stay at the house.
Oh,
so
damn.
I had to get like a motel. So the old man, and I didn't have a car, so he took me out in his old '63 Chevy. Taught me how to drive a stick in like 30 minutes.
Oh, damn.
And then I would use that. And so I learned to drive a stick
real fast.
Three on the column. Which paid off because when we got shipped overseas, we had this badass van that we would use. And it was an ex-security police van. I think it had a 350 four-barrel in it. We'd take it out to the flight line and haul ass in it.
Oh,
but it was standard, so I knew how to drive a standard.
Yeah, stick is fun to drive, man. You can drive anything.
But then Fast forward like 6 years later of not driving a stick, we went to go buy a car and it was this Mustang, but it was a standard. So there's this brick wall in front of the car. We're at this used car lot. So we're going to take it out for a test drive, just the wife and me. And
no way. No fucking way.
Put it in reverse. Put it in reverse. Boom, bump into the wall. Trying to back out. Boom, bump into the wall. About 4 times.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm sure the sales guys are probably like, what the hell?
No. Get out of there.
But we got out of there, and we got on the 410, and we were hauling ass. And we brought the car, but yeah.
It was, sticks for the drive.
Yeah, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never forget. Fun. Like, I haven't driven a stick in fucking forever.
Yeah, I could jump in one and drive one. Yeah,
It's like once you learn. Just getting out of first is the hardest, man. Mm-hmm. And then when you're on hills.
Oh, yeah. That's always fun.
Oh, yeah.
Try not to ride the fucking clutch, which I never did. I don't know why people do that. It's not that hard to not do it. Some people do that shit. Like, what the
then,
fuck?
You know what they did with the sticks is the 80 models, they started putting, like, the little shift arrows on them. Tell your dumbass.
Because the older ones didn't. I remember my dad had, like, a Falcon that was
he
a stick.
He sit there whining 8,000 RPM in second gear.
Didn't the Camry, the Mustang? Was y'all the Mustang stick?
Mm-hmm. The red Mustang.
Didn't it tell y'all to shift, right?
It would tell you when to do it, yeah.
If you didn't shift, you know when to shift, you know, the engine.
Y'all redlining and stuff.
Yeah, but if you didn't shift, it would tell you you need to shift on my ass.
And then when you were, you would learn to drive so good, you wouldn't even need the clutch to.
Oh, shit.
You ever done that?
Double clutch that bitch, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that shit. We said, it was like a little
Fast
Isuzu
and Furious
truck.
Hey, grind me a pound.
Yeah, it was a little Isuzu truck. Man, it's a haul ass on a little fucking thing.
Yeah, hills are the bitch, man.
Hills are the worst.
Especially if you're like on a train track.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because I remember when my friend B was showing me, he was laughing because I couldn't get out of first. He was cracking up. We were just like, fuck, in the parking lot trying to get out of first, and then finally you get the hang of it.
God, yeah. I had to go from 35 north of Randolph Boulevard all the way to UTSA.
What the fuck?
410 rush hour traffic in a stick.
What?
Yeah, oh, screw that, sucks,
bro. Wow. Yeah,
because you know you're shifting.
Yeah.
Second, you might get into third, back down to second, back down to second, first, up to second. Down,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't get out of one fucking gear, man.
It's just like riding a motorcycle, like riding a bike, like in traffic. That's.
I remember it tore my shoes up because I was always like, I don't know, like always like pushing on the clutch and then the gas and then going back and forth. Like I don't know, tore up my shoes. Yeah.
And then you learn how to like not use the brake and just be on first, just be on the gas and the clutch. Remember?
Oh,
you start. Yeah, you don't even need your brake.
No. Pull it down to neutral.
Yeah, and then pull it down and just put on neutral.
Or you know, it was that freaking Bronco, man. I would sometimes take it to work and I'd be coming down 35 with that fine silver curve. And I would haul ass in that curve, and then I would freaking downshift from fourth to first.
Oh, shit.
No wonder your catalytic converter had issues. Damn.
Brand new engine, why not?
Yeah, sure. Fuck it. Hey, fuck it, rebuild that.
We just rebuilt the engine. Let's test it out.
Yeah.
Let's blow a rod.
But yeah, once you learn stick, man, you can drive anything.
Yeah, so. I know getting out of first because you have to put the clutch in like very little, and then once you start rolling, and then let go of it, and then you can gas.
Boy, it's got it's here. No, you can't
just let go.
Do you
of
let
it,
your
man.
Clutch go? Your car's gonna turn off.
So no, if you're in first, so when you're in first gear, you clutch in, right?
You clutch
and
in,
then and then even without pressing the gas,
you have to let off the gas.
You gotta coordinate it.
Well, even if you have no gas, right? If you just slowly let the clutch out, you'll feel it start.
It'll start stalling. No,
you'll feel it start to catch. But like that's where you want to. Yeah,
give it more,
you give it gas, and then it's the transition has to be smooth.
If it's not, that shit'll stop.
Yeah.
But that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Always rent or borrow someone else's and fuck their shit up.
No, I'll get a piece of shit.
Fuck their clutch up.
I can get one.
So D, you never drove a standard, have you? Ever?
And so my buddy Brian, he actually taught me like how to. We went out to. Lackland.
He taught you stick?
Yeah. And so he was like, you know, and he had a Kia like POS. And so I was like, dude, I don't want to mess up your transmission. He's like, dude, fuck it. This is my like throwaway car. I'm like, all right, cool. So he sat me in there. He's like, okay, you know, this is first gear.
On his lap?
Getting into second. Yeah. And I was I don't have a cash or grass. The only thing I can pay you is
all I got left is ass. And then he looks and he's like,
he started licking his lips.
Her name Bubbles.
I was like, you need some chapstick or something, buddy? What are
her
you doing
name,
there?
Her name Bubbles.
No, yeah. So he taught me like, and I was getting the hang of it, but I wasn't a fan. Like me personally, I don't like it. Like, because like it's too much. Yeah, it's too much work.
Yeah, you know.
Just, and I don't see it being any faster. Like paddle shifters now are way faster than I could shift manually.
Yeah.
So like I get the connection aspect of it, and I'm sure when you're racing it's different because you're starting in a different gear, you're skipping gears. Like I get that, but I just am not a fan of sitting in traffic dealing with all that. Yeah,
when you're in traffic.
Fuck that.
Traffic. Yeah.
It's nice to have. It's good to learn because if you ever you'll never. You can drive any car.
Yeah, but then when you get old and you have bad knees and hips,
you'll
be driving the fucking standard.
And he told me because he used to valet for Biga downtown.
See, like that,
and he told me like what was weird is certain cars, like Porsches, that it has a real soft clutch. And so he said like it's different.
Yep.
And like you could tell like the Porsche owners would be like, hey, you've driven one of these, right? Like, because they knew like they're going to fuck up my transmission. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when we were in Vegas and we were driving down the strip and that guy he rented like the Lamborghini?
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't get it out.
We were laughing at him. He couldn't get it. Yeah.
That's so sad. Yeah, poor guy, man.
Because you can rent them down there. You can rent like the Lambos.
So it's the same kind of transmission. It's very touchy.
Yeah, it's really good.
I've heard a lot of supercars are like that.
Yeah, because I've driven a Porsche, I've driven a Lamborghini, and they're fucking totally.
Wait, is it Porsche or Porsche?
Porsche.
Either one.
Porsche, whatever. Porsche's a stripper. That's why I never say Porsche.
I think the German pronunciation is Porsche.
Porsche. He drives a Porsche.
Thanks for clearing that up, friends.
But there's still the Axis Bowers.
And we
Volkswagen.
Do we have nihilist among us now?
Volkswagen.
Verga?
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Hey, verga. Oh, hey.
¿Cómo que verga, eh? ¿Cómo que verga, güey? ¿Cómo que verga, eh?
No me gusta.
¿Cómo que verga?
No me gusta.
¿Cómo que verga, güey? No mames, güey. Oh,
they call me borracho.
Give me one more shot al Jaeger. No more.
No más. Por favor.
My no stomach más. Can't take it no more.
This is the word of Salinas.
This bumper was ripped off by the
bus. I thought Porsche
was
Italian.
Huh?
No.
What the fuck?
What's All right, Italian?
Time to wrap up this podcast.
Wait, what's Italian?
Ferrari.
There we go.
Lamborghini.
There's a couple of Italian.
Arbarth.
Porsche.
Porsche is German, right? It's German.
Yes.
Porsche is German. It's Porsche.
Dude, I remember
BMW,
when they released the
isn't a Fiat Italian?
Yeah.
And what was that Ford or the Cayenne? Which was it? The Ford.
The Porsche Cayenne.
Yeah.
Dude. Or there's the Macan.
Now they have the four door car. They have a four door car. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the.
What's that one called?
Macan.
No, it's the.
Micho. Chorizo way.
I know what you're talking about. It's popular. Yeah, it's fast. Right, it's got four. To me, I don't know. Like it's funny because people will be like, "Hey, what do you think of that car?" It'll be like an Audi or something pulls up to the shop, and I'm like, "It's got too many doors." Yeah. So anything that's a sedan, they'll be like, "Hey, that one looks cool." I'm like, "It's got too many doors." They're like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "It's not a sports car. Yeah. It's got four doors. Yeah. It's like the Dodge Charger. Nah, dude, Challenger. Come on now.
Yeah,
you know what's up, Viper. Viper and Challey." Those are sports cars. Charger, I don't care what it's got. I don't care if it's a Hellcat. It's got too many damn doors.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
Isn't it too needy? Isn't it like in England or like Italy or France, like where they drive like Beamers, like nothing? Like everybody has a Beamer or
a lot of
a
Europe.
Mercedes or a lot something of like that. Because
those are standard cars there. Yeah, and also the models there are like.
They're
they
different.
Have, they
it's
have,
like it's like Toyota in Japan. It's
right.
Based like that.
Yeah, it's just they're built there. I mean,
we need a fucking Autobahn here in the States, man. God damn.
I mean, it's the equivalent
of
like Ford here.
Can't even. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like the difference is, so I was listening to this show or podcast or whatever, and they were talking about this guy actually shipped I don't know if it was a Denali or a Yukon, or he had some big ass SUV shipped to Europe, and he said that it was pissing people off. Yeah. And that it was like it's huge. Yeah. It could barely fit on the roads. He couldn't park anywhere, and he kept getting offers because people wanted to buy
it. Wanted to buy because they never seen
it. So it's like that's the equivalent. Like they're a dime a dozen here, but overseas it was like a super
rare.
I saw one with the TRX.
Yeah,
it cost so much. Yeah, exactly. The TRX, that one on Instagram, that guy. Yeah,
to get
it
over there,
it cost so much to take over there. Just like
dang.
Yeah,
they're like, how many liters does that? I don't know. It gets like 3 kilometers to the. Liter.
It's all different,
Wait, hold on, let me pull up my calculator so I can convert. I don't know what kilometers is.
I can't convert that.
Yeah. What's cool is...
I have to if I go to military.
Yeah.
One thing that is cool about Europe is when you buy stuff online, the conversion, like the dollar, I think, to euro is better now. Like, so
it's better now.
Prices of what you would buy, because when I bought like some of these vinyls and stuff in Germany or other, like it's actually cheaper.
Vinyl.
It's not
vinyl.
Vinyls.
Y'all it's just plural. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, yeah.
Y'all know that. Fucking hammer. Making the Challengers and Chargers, right?
Yeah.
For good?
Like what?
Yeah, last.
I thought they were doing.
2023. The
20 was the last. Right?
I thought they were going to do the electric challenge.
They're going to do some electric bullshit.
No, it's the
Hornet.
Hybrid.
You can't? Yeah.
We're going to have the Challenger EV.
Yeah.
No, fuck that.
Nah, that's not going to last long. Wait, just wait.
No. As soon as you do one drag race and then you got to charge for 4 to 5 hours. Like.
I'm gonna start. You know what I'm gonna start doing? I'm gonna start buying like cars, like older cars, and store them away. So when the fucking shit hits the fan, they're gonna be worth you're gonna have to wait to start building regular cars again, which is never gonna end.
But
they're never
gonna have
stop.
To buy the old ones from the 50s or 60s that don't
like
have
the
all
carburetors.
The shit on it.
Yeah, it's got to be
because
like
they can
old
that computer shit down.
No power steering.
Yeah, but it's still, like, the cars now, they can do it, but not as easy as a fucking electric car. Because electric cars, like, fucking, so that's why they wanted to go there. It's all control, man.
Dude,
a Tesla, bro. They
honestly, like, at that point, I get what you're saying, but at that point, I would go for a bike. Either a motorcycle or an actual straight-up bike, like bicycle.
Yeah, get a bike, dude.
Electric one?
No. Oh, my God, dude. Did you?
Are you sure?
Which podcast have you been listening to? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to keep...
Hey, what the fuck? We're doing a podcast.
Damn. What the Someone didn't get the memo.
I'm going to get my Kona. I'm going to keep my Kona gravel bike, dude.
I'm shopping, okay? I'm shopping for my next car.
You can't wait till we're done with the podcast?
Let me tell you what I want.
Yeah, let me tell you. Give me an Aston Martin. Oh, dude,
that's my dream car, dude. Dude, see, and that's the
Actually,
thing.
Actually, no, no. My dream car, dude, my dream car, 1967
Yep.
Camaro Super Sport.
Wow, hell yeah. The racing stripes?
Fuck yeah. Orange with the white racing stripes. Or orange with the black.
Yeah. 69 looks, the 67 looks like shit. The 69 was when it really looked good.
I like the 60, 68, 69. All,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, I get you.
My friend
has the 69 is nice though.
Has a catfish SS Camaro.
Really? Yeah. That's funny. Dude, honestly, like when you sent me that video of that fucking IROC.
See that IROC? That's what mine was, dude.
Fuck, how much?
I'm gonna get. I want one of those, dude. I want an 88 IROC.
Yeah.
The black. I'll take any of the black with the T-tops.
Yeah.
Take any of the old 60 model Cadillacs, man.
Yeah. Those are legit, too. There's one Caddy in this movie I need you to see and tell me which one it is. But I was going to say something about, the cars. The Buick, damn, slipped my mind.
Get old.
Yeah, it does suck to get old.
I have a bunch of Cadillac hubcaps for sale.
Oh yeah,
I got a bunch of Cadillac parts for sale. I'll trade you.
That's fucking garbage.
I got windows. You want to trade?
And what else do you have?
We got everything. We got bumpers.
Is it a leather cover? What is it?
It's a top. It's a leather top.
Oh my god!
For a convertible Cadillac.
Wait,
hey,
so what?
So anybody out there, if you're rebuilding a early model 60 Cadillac Coupe de Ville, or
they're not.
Hey, we got parts.
Hit us up, like it was gold, and we're going to make, we're going to.
And you still got it.
Still sitting on it.
In the storage for like 2 years already.
Damn.
You need to sell them online, dummy.
Okay, you haven't done it. How can I sell them? You buried them in the back.
How much is shipping?
Cadillac bumper. The bumper's 200 and the shipping's 600.
Local pickup only.
Yep.
So I think some mods you should definitely do to the Buick. Obviously, I would. The window tint is one.
Mm-hmm.
I would change out the headlights and the taillights for some nice LED ones.
Yeah.
I would change out the front. Like the speedometer, I put a whole LED dash in there. I would do some cool shit with that.
Why, dude? It's a good car, dude. He's going to get another car.
Because it's DIY stuff. He could do all that by himself.
Can you price
keep
him,
it old school, bro.
Can
keep
you price him speakers? Because he needs speakers.
Old school. Do you need speakers?
My passenger speaker's blown out.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
Just keep it old school, bro.
It was fine when I gave it to you.
Damn.
He's playing the Tejano music, so I don't know.
Damn.
Oh, on that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Put some glass packs on that bitch.
Does it have rims or does it have hubcaps?
It's got some hubs.
Keep it like that old school, dude.
I don't like it.
What, the hubs? Well, I mean, it matches the spoiler you put on it.
Yeah,
so.
I will say this.
I wouldn't invest in anything expensive.
I will say this. Everybody was about it when I put it in the shop.
That's hilarious.
Oh, really?
Every time I see it, I fucking laugh at it.
Even the teacher.
Hell yeah.
Shit, that added 5 horsepower to it, man.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I wouldn't put wheels on because wheels will get damaged and they'll get stolen.
True.
Yeah.
Especially at Jay. So.
Yeah, that's just me personally. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to put them on, put wheel locks.
You're walking to the parking lot and it's on cinder blocks.
That and also, like, I mean, I scuffed at damn near every rim I've ever had on a car.
Apparently I do, too.
Yeah, red paint. Now she acknowledges it.
She did do my rim on my truck. I said apparently I do. No, I said he had red on my tire.
So what's red?
You fucking probably like a fucking...
No parking, fire lane?
The fucking fire lane.
Damn.
It was just real quick, in and out.
Yeah, it was in and out. You rubbed the shit out of it.
In and out of that tire.
Damn. So when I took my truck to Discount Tire to get the tires rotated, you know, they look at your rims and shit, and the dude's like, oh, fuck. I go, yeah, dude, my wife drives my fucking truck. He starts laughing. He goes,
wow.
Thank God I don't have a wife. I go, yeah, don't get one, bro. Don't do it.
They're overrated.
They're overrated.
Dude, they tried to,
they're expensive.
So the Volvo, so it was a T6R design. So it had the R design rear. They were called Ixion wheels, rims or whatever. And I remember going to discount and I was just getting like, I think a flat fixed or like a nail, something stupid, right? Something simple. And the guy's like, oh, have you thought about getting a new set of wheels? We have a financing for our wheels. And I said, dude, I was like, these are our design Ixion rims. Like,
why would I swap them out?
And he was just like, yeah, yeah, no, but I mean, yeah, like,
by the way, we have,
you know, we could put something else on. And I was like, they're like $1,200 a piece, dude. Like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh. So I'm like looking him up on his phone. He's like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, if you ever change your mind, and yeah. Like, still dry. I was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, because he saw my, like, three of my rims are all dinged up.
Yeah.
You know, I had that at the Marco.
Time to Marco.
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. He was like, hey, man, you want some?
Let's upgrade,
I'm good,
you.
Bro. Why? I go, why would I buy a new one so my chick can fuck him up again, bro? Think about it. He was, all right, man, we'll have your truck out in a little bit.
Yeah.
Get the
yeah.
fuck out of my face.
You know, just for that, I'm going to get my Sharpie and just cover it, color it.
So okay, if you really, damn. If you really, a real talk though, like if you want to get them fixed, there's a place off of Bandera. I want to say, I took the Volvo to get fixed after after two yeah. things happened.
Oh, after mis ojos over
after
here?
I drove it. Huh?
So and dude, and no. So the worst part is after I got pissed.
No, okay.
Let her tell the story. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
At least let me tell you.
No. Part. Do the whole thing.
So here I am driving to work, and then I get distracted because I see, you know, this lady walking a dog, and so here I am driving. So I'm looking at the dog, and I get close to the little like the sidewalk, and then I hear like noise. So I hear a noise, and I'm like, oh shit. You know, so I get to work, and I forget about it, and then I come back.
More like a bam!
And then when I come home, I look at it, and I'm like, oh, shit.
Fucking bad. The whole thing
I'm like,
crashed.
I hope, scraped up? I hope
fuck
D doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, because once you hit
not
it,
scraped up,
it's
like,
rotating, so it does a whole fucking rim, dude.
Fucking yeah. Lit
oh,
up,
shit.
Dude.
You hit light bulbs?
No. So... The actual rim. It stood yeah. out like because yeah. the tire profile on it was so thin that it actually the wheel stuck out a little bit. That was yeah. part of the design. Mm. So
like the rim itself had gotten yeah. scratched
oh,
up.
Wow.
Damn. And I'm like, oh man, I hope he doesn't see it. I don't even know if I told you. I was like,
nope.
I just
first thing I do, yeah, I come home, I go,
Wait.
No, huh? I think I told
feeling,
you.
I'm wait, getting what? A feeling in my
intuition. I'm
pretty
sure I told
intuition.
You because I knew he was going to see it anyway because mm-hmm. he washes the cars.
She
and
did tell me.
He got so pissed.
Because she's like,
so pissed.
Well, because the way she explained it was, hey, so earlier, like, you know, there was this dog. I was looking and I kind of like bumped the side of the curb, you know,
no
with the
deal.
With
that's
the
no
tire. Like, I don't think it's that bad. And I go, okay, let me go look. Dun, dun, dun.
What the fuck? He was so mad, but like to the point where he didn't need to get that mad. Like, I'm sorry, it's a stupid like rim.
Hey,
get it fixed. It's
you
not
forget,
a big deal.
You forget who they are.
They.
Yeah, I deal with the same shit.
Oh
yeah.
My gosh. Oh, there's a difference here.
Oh
okay.
No,
there's
you
a want to
trade,
here.
Dude?
At least this one I can smack around when he gets pissed off.
No, it was just
same
so,
sex values.
It was just so over the top, like so unnecessary. Like,
damn.
I'm sorry, we can get that fixed. It ain't a big deal.
Dude,
I
went. I go.
Care.
I go. This is your favorite handbag, right? And I started cutting it with a knife. How do you like it?
Hey, D. God, we can't have anything nice.
I know, man.
Here.
What the fuck?
I know. So you took it.
You scrape
no.
it against
so
the
here's,
curb.
So here's the thing. I get pissed and I'm like, man, what the fuck? Like, okay. So I end up
overly over the top pissed.
So I end up taking it to this place and they can repair. Basically, what they end up doing is they heat up the metal and they put their little, I guess, another type of metal to fill it in, and then they make
shit.
It look good. And it honestly looked brand new.
Right.
Like, and it cost
it
me like
really
maybe
yeah,
$200. Like, it was so cheaper than buying a new
but just
rim.
One?
Yeah.
But
for
you
one.
Couldn't, you couldn't
maybe it's
find,
like 150.
I got three, bro.
You couldn't find, like replacement rims, though, because it was so expensive.
They were so
right?
expensive to get a replacement, like an actual OEM rim. So I was like, let me just see if I can get it fixed so it at least looks good.
Yeah.
And it's not perfect, but it looks good. So, dude, this is karma. Karma hit so fast, it fucking left me with my jaw on the floor. So I get it fixed after tearing into C and giving her a hard time about it, get it all looking nice. I go to visit grandpa, have our breakfast tacos. I'm driving down Ingram, like towards Callahan. You know how the hill comes down?
Yeah.
So I'm driving and I'm looking down on my phone or I'm doing something. By the time I look up, I shit you not, there was a rock in the
oh,
road
fuck.
That was like
big ass
a
one.
Fucking dinosaur egg, dude. And I look and I go, before I could like even react, bam. And I'm like, oh my God. I just see the tire pressure fucking plummet. And it starts spitting out a fucking I'm fucking red. Wait, when did red lights get installed in here? What the fuck? So I'm like, oh no. So I pull into St. Dominic's and I can hear the tire. So I'm going slow because I don't want it to come off the rim. And I look and I'm like, fuck, this rim is fucking
It was
bent,
the same
dude.
Exact tire.
Same one that we don't just got fixed.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, damn.
Oh, that's the universe like, all right, motherfucker, come here. Let me...
So
yeah,
sure
so
enough,
he sent
man.
He sent me a message, and I read it, and I started laughing and laughing. I was like, that's what you get for being such an asshole.
Right. Let me tell you a couple of three things.
Dude, I was just like, well... That's one way to get humbled real fucking fast. And the worst part is like the...
You spent the rest of your day there waiting for somebody.
For a tow truck.
Oh, shit.
Because the spare... So that particular car doesn't have a spare tire. It only has the pump.
Yeah, the pump template, yeah.
So it's like... Because it's the low profile tires and everything. So you can't just put a spare on it. I mean, I guess you could, but it didn't have one that would fit with the rest of the tires. Anyway, I call. I'm waiting for the tow truck. They take forever. They flatbed it. We finally go to Discount Tire, and that's where the guy was like, well, it's a bent, you know.
You're going to need one now, motherfucker.
Yeah, and I was like, nope, just balance it out. I told him I'm selling the car soon anyway. And he was like, okay. And I'm like, well, whatever, dude. Like, if the rim's going to crack, like, then it's going to fucking crack, dude. But I'm not going to pay you to put four new wheels on this car, so no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know, one time we were just cruising around hitting your mom and me, the different flea markets and crap like that.
Blue guys?
We were in Kerrville.
Swap meets.
And a freaking light comes on, low tire, so we stop at the Hobby Lobby there.
This is in the Chalet?
No, this is in Acura.
Oh, okay.
And so, it doesn't have a spare, so it's got the stupid-ass pump.
Yeah, right? A lot of the new cars don't have them, dude.
I couldn't.
Inflate a tire?
I couldn't. Right. It couldn't get air in that tire. It would not inflate.
It wouldn't take it, yeah.
Yeah, so we're checking around. Okay, hey, there's a Discount Tire so far away. It's like 2 miles away or some shit. I fucking drove
on a flat tire.
All the way. Amazingly, the tire didn't come off the rim. I didn't
what
fuck
the
rim.
How did that not happen?
I didn't call
for
a tow
2 miles?
Truck. Yes.
Okay, what hang on real quick. Let me interrupt you. So I'm going to file away in my head. Never let dad borrow your car. Yeah. Like, okay, go ahead.
What?
Keep going.
Never.
Fuck.
Believe it or not, the tire never came off the rim. The rim didn't get fucked up.
It had to have had some air, dude. Man. It had to have some air in there. You had at least
five pounds.
Fuck.
It was flat, and you drove it like that?
Fuck yeah, man. I wasn't going to call a tow truck and wait all day.
This mofo, dude.
Dude, I think, hey, that's a clear. I think you get old enough where you don't give a fuck. You ain't waiting for nothing, dude. Yeah. I got 1 foot in the grave. I ain't waiting for
and
nobody.
And mom let you drive? She thought that was a good idea?
Yes, well,
she was probably. Mom was probably like, turn around, go the other way.
No, you know, mom couldn't say anything because she did run over a rock in her white Cadillac.
Dude, that thing.
You remember that?
Okay.
No, that was me.
I thought she did.
No, I blew the.
Oh, you blew
the transmission pan.
No, I blew a hole in the freaking transmission.
You did that? I thought she did.
No, I was driving to go pick her up.
Never mind.
What mom hit was.
No, she blew a freaking pallet on 410.
What the fuck?
She hit a pallet with the old
I know what
cattle.
You're thinking
hit
of.
A fucking
in
pallet.
The El Dorado. In the El Dorado, which you don't know, probably don't know of until now.
Oh, damn.
When we, you remember she used to get her hair cut at the salon off of Bandera and Heath.
Oh, yeah.
So we're parked. We're in the El Dorado.
Oh, she went over the,
Just, and instead of stopping, says, oh, well, and fucking goes the rest of the.
So kept going.
So when you park, there's the parking bars that keep you from going forward. And she... Bam, bam. Yeah. If I could hit two of them and just kept going, like, oh, what the fuck?
And here I am.
I was just there, like,
just no. Duck. I had the car. I was working downtown off of Main. I went to go pick her up. So I'm cruising up Fredericksburg. There's this big ass fucking rock in the road, and it hit the transmission pan.
It fucked and that thing up.
Yeah, by the time I got to her school, the shit was bone dry. We had to have it towed home. Flatbed that bitch home, man.
You could fit your fist in the dent, and then it had a hole in the pan.
And it took, it was hell trying. Yeah. I went out the picking pole trying to find another pan and shit, man. I went through hell fixing that car.
No, I reach a point where it's just not worth my time. Hey, these cars are awesome. It's fast. It was a sleeper. But they're money pits, like once stuff starts going wrong. and I was giving a breakdown of everything I paid, and I was like, I had the extended warranty, so I was only paying my deductible for, like, you know, which is $500, but these were like multi-$1,000 repairs. So while I only paid $500, it would have cost $3,000 or whatever it is, you know? So I was trying to warn people, like, hey, if you're going to get these cars, something to think about. And I was getting all these comments that are like, oh, dude, you could totally, like, change the oil yourself and this and that, and you could swap that out yourself. And I was like, yeah, dude, my days of, like, doing my own oil changes are, like, long gone. I'm not going to waste my Saturday changing the oil in my car. Plus, I want a record that the dealer did everything. Plus, anything you get done by Volvo is warrantied for life. So if it breaks again, they just repair it for free. I was like, there's all these reasons, but, like, everyone's just fixated on, oh, you could do that yourself. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or
fuck
that. Not do it yourself. I don't know. Whatever.
Now I got my neighbor now. He does all the mechanical work.
I was going to
It's good
you,
to have
I
a hookup, dude. Well, see, that's the difference, though. Like, when you're young, like, you do your own oil changes. You have the, well, one, because the money is one thing, right? Yeah. Like, you're saving money because you're working. And then also, like, you having your shop class, you can actually get it done. Like,
I don't know, man. This dude wanted to do to tighten the oil thing, the oil filter with his hand. I'm like, yeah, dude, you're not doing our oil changes.
Oh, yeah. You need
what? Nah, dude.
You didn't have the wrench?
Wait, what?
You said you're going to do it with your hand. I can do it with my hand. Like, no, you can't do that thing.
Tighten it?
Yeah.
You can do it by hand.
You're not supposed to, bro. That shit comes out.
That's what the teacher said.
Dude, your teacher's fucking stupid. I would not let him fucking do that shit.
Oh, wait. Like, to, like, finish it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant unscrewing. I was like, no, you can unscrew
it. No, you said you were going to put it with your hand. I go, we don't have the tool. You go, I don't need the tool. I can do it with my hand. I'm like, no, dude. You hit a bump and that shit pop. Dude, I've seen, trust me, my brother did that, dude, and my dad fucking beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, because they either have the wrench type one or the one where it's like it fits on the cap and then it's just
turns,
a socket.
Yeah, because you can do it with your hand and it'll feel tight, but once you start driving and hitting bumps,
oh, it'll loosen.
That fucking come on, you fucking oil all over your.
Yeah.
No, but it's fun to do, man. I mean, I did it when I was younger.
I've done my grandma's. Yeah. I've done.
It's not hard.
Jeep, it's not hard. It's just convenient.
I think people, like, it was funny because I was, like, reading the comments and I'm like, you're missing the point, dude. Like, you're focusing on this one thing that I talked about.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, an oil change is $140. Like, I'm not talking about, like, don't get a car because the oil change is going to cost $140. It's like, don't buy. I wouldn't recommend these unless you're willing to spend thousands on repairs.
Yeah, because, like, when we take her GMC, like the Acadia, because we were going to, like, just to keep it on file, dude.
Yeah.
If you're going to trade in, it's good.
Have the history. All,
yeah.
Certified. And,
man, but their oil changes went from, like, 79 to, like, 120, and then it got to, like, 140.
Dang.
And then the last time I took it, Joey, the sales guy, was like, no, we're doing it special because people are complaining. So you get the rotation, tire rotation, and the thing for like $100.
Okay.
It was like 98. And I'm
That's
like, all
cheaper
right, cool.
than 140.
And then I was talking to my neighbor. He's like, bro, he does it for my truck.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to take my truck. Dude, my truck was like 150.
That's crazy,
like,
man.
Dude, well, because you know it's this. I go, dude, it's not that. And so I asked him. He's like, dude, buy this shit. He does it for $20.
Yeah.
You don't have to wait. More. Dude, I took your car the other day, Friday morning.
So he has a shop?
Yeah, he has a shop right there on the, it's called Munoz and Munoz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Guadalupe Street in Sasamora.
Nice.
Edgar, yeah, go. He's, but yeah, I took my truck.
Shout out.
Dude, yeah, shout out. And I took her truck. Dude, I pull up and he's like, hey, move that car. And then put me in and
that's
20
legit.
Minutes.
When you have a hookup, that's badass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you don't have a hookup,
it sucks. And he orders tires and all that.
Yeah.
He does all that shit.
Yeah, dude. Like when the tire on the RC was separating. From the dude, it was that thing could have blown out with the way I drive.
Tires are expensive, dude. My tires were like $2,500, dude, for the fucking
everything's
set,
expensive.
Everything, thanks a lot, tires. Biden.
Damn,
motherfucker. Mm-hmm. So he has new tires, new brakes. What do you pretty much everything, right?
I have brakes.
I hope you do.
They go all the way to the floor.
No, I'm saying
talking about new brakes.
That would be a good shop project.
Yeah. Upgrade.
Because
we do brakes.
Yeah.
As far
check
as I know, the brakes are good and the tires are pretty new.
Okay.
Brakes are fun to change out.
Dude, brakes can
on new cars.
On old ones they're a cinch. Yeah.
On new cars,
fuck that.
Oh yeah.
The electronic parking brake. Fuck.
We'll be doing brake jobs and on this GMC pickup truck, and it sucks. I hate it. I hate doing brakes on newer vehicles.
Is it disc all the way, or is it disc and drums?
I think it's all the way.
Yeah, fuck that.
Some of the back ones are, they're easy, but some are hard. Like, I'd say your Cadillacs, they have the actuators, so you got to screw them in, screw them out.
Yeah, you got to take them in and
actuators
out.
Actuators are a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just hate it when you had to change the brakes.
Pump it up. Hold it.
Holding.
My dad used to yell at us.
Let it up.
My dad used to yell at us all the time. Man,
hold it.
Yeah. I hate it. It'd be like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Or 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. I'd be asleep there, pumping it three times.
Down.
Hold it.
Hold
okay.
it. Up. Down.
Let go.
Yeah. Fucking hate it.
Yeah. That's how we do it. That's how we do it over there at the school.
Yeah.
Now they have machines that pump for you.
No, we can do it both ways. We have a machine and then we can do it by hand.
By hand.
Yeah.
Actually, that reminds me. I need to replace the front brakes on the RC.
Have fun.
I have your jack, so yeah. Me and O could do that. That'd be a cool project. Uh-huh. We'll replace the brakes and pads.
Knock yourself
out. Didn't we do that already?
Yeah, have but fun. It's they're starting to vibrate.
Wasn't there like a weird sound after too?
What the fuck?
That's what
it's supposed to squeal.
Oh yeah, no.
There was a funny noise.
That was the parking brake. Remember they had to fix it?
I just remember it being a brake.
Why is there an extra screw left?
Why is there an extra pad?
Yeah.
Fuck it, I'll just pay the $2,000 and have Lexus do it.
That's
why I only let fucking... Dude, there's certain shit I don't fuck with, dude. Like plumbing.
No, they messed up my parking brake.
And fucking, my car.
Yeah,
they
what the
fucked
fuck?
It up?
Dude, she's making it seem like I fucked it up. No, we did the brakes
okay,
right.
Like this one?
Lexus. Always, Lexus themselves.
What?
So
yeah,
there was a point. There was a point in time where the rear brakes need to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I couldn't do the rear brakes is because of the electronic parking brake.
Yeah.
So they ended up replacing it, but they fucked something up and they over tightened it.
Oh yeah.
So I was like driving off and I hear this sound. I'm like, what the fuck is that noise? And I'm like, something's not right. Like the it was vibrating real bad. Like as soon as I got from San Pedro onto 410, it was like vibrating like crazy. And I was like, what the fuck? So I I'm like slowed down to like 40, but I was in the right lane. I put my hazards on and like exited, did the turnaround. Like it wasn't as bad at slower speeds.
But
I pulled back in and dude, they straight up like you could smell. Like the fucking brakes or something, like the metal on metal. And I was like, something's not right.
Oh, yeah.
And I pulled in and I shut the car off and they came out and they're like, what's the problem? I said, dude, I don't know what y'all did, but something's fucked up on this car. I was like, it was vibrating. Yeah, y'all fucked up my shit. Yeah. Yeah. I was like, y'all fucked something
up,
dude. What the fuck, dude? And now I'm about to fuck something
up. Ah, shut up. You take your shirt off.
Yeah.
Pull my dick out. You're in your sports bra.
And no one's doing the fucking but me today.
I'm the only one fucking around here.
So, anyways, so they could smell it. Like the guy,
the dude was like, oh,
yeah,
shit.
No, he was like, oh no, yeah, that's not good. So he, pretty much.
That's what I thought about.
So he's like, let me see, and so they took it, and then they text me. They're like, yeah. So basically, they over tightened something, and the pads. There was too much space and blah, whatever.
Damn.
So they're like, so what we're going to do is just go ahead and replace everything for free. And so like they didn't charge me for the brake job. They didn't charge, they just wiped it. And I was like, cool, man, I appreciate that. So it has new brakes in the back. But I noticed that the front, because I put R1 concept slotted and drilled rotors in the front. And sometimes it pulsates a little. So I think they're warped and you can't turn them.
Yeah.
Like, so, I mean, I guess you could, but it's not smart because they're drilled and slotted. So I'm just going to buy a new set and swap them out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But those brakes, the first time I quoted them, dude, Lexus straight up, like, I was like, how much for front pads and rotors?
$1,300.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And my neighbor was telling me because it's an F Sport, those F brakes are two-piece rotor and the rotor and the cap are like they rotate, they like lock in place or whatever, so it's a two-piece, and that you pretty much will burn through them in 15k, so like you have to basically be spending that every
time
15,000 miles.
Damn.
So I was like, nah dude, I could buy brakes and rotors for like $300 bro.
Yeah,
like
It's good, man. Yeah, that dude's my, our neighbor. He's good. Dude. He's really cool, good, man. Dude. He's a really good mechanic, dude. He can. Yeah. He's got the machine from the dealership.
Nice to
like
unlock
the computerized
it.
One.
Yeah.
Like to.
That's
see
what you
exactly
need.
What he, yeah.
Yeah.
We have all that stuff at Jay.
That's why they're checking the lights on my truck, because that fucking part, that emission thing. Mm-hmm. But he said that that's just like a sensor for, like, if we were in California, I'd have to change it. But it has no effect on it. Yeah, it has no effect here. So he checked again. Goes, look, man, it's this stuck. And I looked it
that's
up.
That's all
and,
it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's always going out, dude.
Take it out?
Yeah. He's like, just leave pull it. It's fine, dude. It's not going to do anything.
Yeah, exactly.
He said it'll go in and out, and it does. Sometimes my check engine turns off, then it turns back on, but it doesn't do anything.
So I have a check engine light. I don't know if that's I think that's been there. You told
OBD
me about
scanner?
It.
OBD scanner?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
I thought so, because I remember
just ignore it.
Yeah, you hear that knocking sound of the engine? Just ignore that too.
Just pull a PT and ignore it.
Turn the volume up.
Yeah, turn the volume down if you smell something burn. You ever do that when you're driving?
Fuck no.
No, you're like, back in the day, like the old cars, you're like, what the fuck is that smell? You turn the volume on the radio so you can. Like, if it's going to help you smell, remember that shit?
Yeah, it's just habit.
Yeah.
Dude, I had an oil leak on the Camaro, and it was so embarrassing.
Oh, dude, smoking.
Because I'd be like, fucking hauling ass, and then you get to, like, a stoplight, and it's just a fucking smoke from under the hood, all embarrassing. Yeah. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
Let me give you the OB scanner, and you can
OBD2.
Okay. OBD1 Kenobi. you can scan it.
You'll be hidden right inside.
You know how to scan.
Yeah.
I'll give you the scanner. You can scan it. But if I remember right, it's some bullshit with the emissions or...
Yeah, that's what it is. It's just an emission thing. Like
like the gas. It has to recap the gas and all
that's
that.
That's what's wrong on my Dodge, on my Ram. Yeah. Like, it just...
Sometimes,
thing. Yeah.
Sometimes if you don't tighten the gas cap, it'll throw that code too.
Yeah. No, this is an ongoing thing where you can just clear it and...
You clear it and it comes back.
I thought so, but then, I mean...
It's nothing major that's going to make the car fall apart.
Yeah. Oh, you know what we should install on the Buick? Is they call this... I don't know if they make it for that model, but it's called the Pedal Commander. It's legit. They're like $300. And it clips in from the sensor of the gas pedal. It basically fits in between, and then you can change it to like sport mode or whatever, and it'll actually adjust the pressure for the throttle.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. It'll actually make your acceleration faster from like a stop.
I got a right foot that does that.
Well, yeah, but the Pedal Commander just makes it easier. So.
Yeah. No, he don't need that.
Shout out.
let him drive for a few years.
Hang on.
Put it on there.
Shout out, Pedal Commander.
I'm the commander of my pedal.
I'm the click commander.
Penis commander.
Damn it, dude. I'm the click commander. Remember that?
You ain't fooling me. Yeah.
James.
No, do tell.
Oh, you little motherfucker.
So dumb.
Fly, fat ass.
Mallrats.
Yeah. When you were talking about the diagram, I thought about Chasing Amy. Remember when he draws it?
Yes.
You have a man-hating lesbian. You have Santa Claus. You have the Easter Bunny. At which one? And he's like, what did he say? This one, because the other three are just a figment of your fucking imagination. Remember that?
Yeah, dude. That's a fucking great movie.
So dumb. Movie.
Old man's getting fidgety, so we better wrap this one up.
He needs his pamper change.
Bedtime.
Well, definitely want to say thank you to everyone for checking out another episode of the Back in Our Day podcast. Make sure you're following, subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple iTunes and the other platforms you can find us on. And we will see you all at the next one. Thank you for the support. Don't forget the poll down below. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye now.
Laters.